This is a highly educated crowd, right? Absolutely. So I'm going to read you a poem about Bugs Bunny. This is called Ars Poetica with Pain. And it actually starts with an episode of Bugs Bunny that I'd never seen. And then Orpheus and Eurydice come in. You guys know what an Ars Poetica is, yeah? It's a poem, literally means the art of poetry, right? So it's a poem about poetry. So, and you guys know the Orpheus and Eurydice myth, right? Yes? No? Okay. Orpheus and Eurydice is sort of the founding myth of poetry, right? It's a Greek myth. Orpheus and Eurydice were a young couple. Orpheus was a poet. Eurydice was his wife. On the day of their marriage, Eurydice was stung by a serpent in her heel and was killed and descended into Hades. And Orpheus was inconsolable. And so he followed her down and he played a song for on his lyre. That's how poets sang back then. And he played a song for Hades and Persephone, and all hell stopped. It's the only time hell ever stopped working. So the machinery of hell stopped. And Sisyphus stopped pushing his boulder up, you know, Tantalus stopped reaching for the water or the fruit. And everybody, all the ghosts were weeping at his song. And so, except for the queen, Persephone. And so they allowed Orpheus to take Eurydice out of hell on the condition that he not look at her. And so they climb the stairs to hell and they almost get out, and at the threshold, he turns a little too early and sees her, and she disappears and dies a second time. And Orpheus is inconsolable again, but he's not allowed back into hell this time. Nothing he can do will allow him into hell, and he sings his songs of despair to the trees. And in this grove, all the trees gather around him in sympathy. And he refuses the love of all women and takes up with boys. This is what Ovid says. And there's this group of women, these Bacchantes, these Thracian women, who are followers of Dionysus, that are particularly enraged that he's spurning the love of all women. So they charge at him in a group, screaming madly, and tear him apart, physically rip him apart, and his head floats down the river singing. Right? So this is the story of poetry, okay? And at so many levels, it's the story of poetry. So this one is called Ars Poetica with Pain. And so you'll begin to understand why. So, you see the myth, and all of you know Bugs Bunny, so you won't need any explanation with that. In this one, Yosemite Sam gets hung. Bugs digs his way into the prison yard after he missed that mythical left at Albuquerque, and soon Sam's big hat flaps in the wind, his knee-high shit-kickers jerking in midair. It's not Eurydice stumbling into ecstasy up the moss-tumbled steps, Orpheus erect before her. It's not Bugs smacking carrots as the fade circles down around him and the cursive loops across the screen, Kraft and the hero victorious in the common tongue. All the strange grammars of success yield the elastic cat who balloons back to wholeness after being smacked with the frying pan, or the duck that slips his bill back across his jaw after eating a load of buckshot. Never the scene when Elmer Fudd blotches his crotch with piss as Bugs readies to take his kneecaps with his own shotgun. In this one, Eurydice chews on a worm of pain that sounds like farewell to Orpheus, untuned to the choral music of hell, and Orpheus's head, cast aside, floats forever singing. In this one, the Thracian women toss the broken lyre, mangled as a smashed racket, into the fire, as smoke ropes up around their throats and the strings hiss and curl into ampersands.